All right, Ryan Sipes, here we are, Washougal. Good day, even though second moto crash.
Yeah, it was okay. It was a step in the right direction. Got up in the top five first moto. Without that second moto crash, I think I'd have been top five overall, but it happens.
A few times this year, you've kind of been screwed by the overall. I had a couple, but today you caught a break. You still end up seventh overall.
Sixth.
Oh, sorry, yeah. My bad. So,
broke out of that seventh place overall because I had like six of them this year, but yeah, it was good, you know, for a change. Rather than being 5-10 for ninth, I was 5-11 for sixth, so it was good.
Yeah. Talk about this season now. We're seven rounds into the 450 class. You're doing well. Find yourself getting more and more comfortable with those guys?
Yeah, and more comfortable on the bike. You know, before this year, before this outdoor season, I'd never rode 450 consistently and or, you know, a lot. I've just had one to play on or whatever, and so it's different. It's a learning curve and trying to learn when to push it and when to back off because I've had some dumb little falls, you know, but I'm figuring it out, so it's good.
And then I spoke to you at Millville where you pulled the hole shot and you said those top guys, you weren't quite used to it, but second moto or first moto, did you learn some things?
Yeah, and this past week I went home and just did sprints. That's all I did all week, and working on that first four or five laps, you know, when those guys pin it and they push it, I want to, you know, I'm trying to get that in my program too, because I was working on, you know, more of the long motos, and I'm good for the endurance part. Right. You know, it's just that speed, that pushing it.
Don't take this the wrong way. A lot of times in the past, you've been very fast, but you hit the ground a lot too. You seem to not be hitting the ground as much on a 450. Do you think so? Do you agree?
Yeah, not at least not hard. I've had little tip overs, and that's just like I said, learning where you can push it and where you can't. But yeah, definitely haven't had any yard sales like maybe knock on some wood. But I think on the 250, I'm kind of a bigger guy, and my riding style is more suited for the 450. You know, relax a little bit and roll it on throttle control. I feel like I'm good with throttle control, so I feel like that's why I'm, you know, doing pretty good.
I feel like you and Metcalf are two guys that really no one is much talking about, but you're both solidly in the top 10 and riding well. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, and he's doing great, man. You know, last couple years racing in the lights class with him and had some good battles. He's a fun guy to race with because he's always pushing, but he'll be clean with you if you're clean with him.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be up there where he's at, and I think it's just a few things here and there that I need to work on, and I think I can be up there.
All right, it's silly season time. What do you got in the fire?
Not sure yet. Working on some stuff.
Come on, Sipes. What do you got?
Working on it, man. So.
All right, thanks. Enjoy your 2 weeks. See you in Unadilla.
All right, thanks a lot.